Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
.37 on the phone with us, very good friend of mine who I've known for 30 years, and I hate saying that because it makes us sound old, psychic Denise Gazzardo. And Denise, we were talking a few minutes ago, Andy Mazur is in studio. When did we have you on? New Year's Day, right?
Yeah, I think it was Tuesday or a couple days before New Year's.
Right, and Andy's like, what's going on with my life? Yeah. You know Andy, Andy's like, oh, my life's in the toilet.
Yes.
What's happening?
Yes.
And you predicted that Andy would get a job. And
something would move in March.
Right.
You said not a job, but something major would happen.
Yeah. Something big.
Yeah.
Something big.
And Andy, what happened? I can't remember.
The radio station got this team called the White Sox, and I was named the pregame host.
Oh,
yeah. Huge.
That's big.
Yeah.
Right on, Andy.
Thank you, Denise. You nailed it.
Oh, right. You're so welcome. But you're the one doing the work, so you have to keep that in mind. You
Very
know,
true.
It's always beneficial to get a reading, or take a chance. But if you're not willing to, you know, extend yourself and put yourself out there for those opportunities, then it, you know, it's all for naught. So,
nice. Very true.
Happy congratulations.
Thank you. Appreciate
Excellent.
It.
Yeah.
Denise, something is happening tomorrow that's going to affect everyone. Is that right?
And it's affecting everyone, even over the last couple days. The full moon is in Sagittarius, and that's going to benefit fire signs a little bit more, so like you and I, Pete, are fire signs. So we can kind of ride the wave here a little bit with this and enjoy it, but you know, because it's in Sag, it can be it's a little bit like a wild card. So, you know, so it's good to be cautious, and yet at the same time, it's good to take some risks, as long as they're not, you know, anything that's going to put you in harm's way. But there, if you notice, there's a little bit of underlying aggravation with it. I mean, some people tend to be a little bit more argumentative because they're trying to purge whatever it is that is.
Like my wife.
Could be.
Sorry, was that a bubble over my head? Or
Denise, just clarify. It's Jane. Hi, Denise.
Hi, Jane.
Hi, I love Denise. Clarify, though, the thing that's happening is that the full moon is in Sagittarius. Is the it?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. And yes. So some people are not responding well to that, meaning everybody that is not a fire sign.
Yeah, but others will benefit from it as well. It's just, it's more like a wild card. It's, you could start out with your day feeling, you know, completely on point and then turn back around and, you know, by noon you're like, you know, you want to crawl under the covers. So, but it's good. So the best thing you can do is benefit from, you know, put out if you have any opportunities that you want to release. There's Andante. She's a sage. She wanted to get her opinion in there.
Get it on there.
Uh-huh. You know? So anything that you want to obtain or throw your hat in the ring, it's sage, and with Jupiter's influence will... It's going to benefit you.
So this is good. So if you're looking for a job or you're looking for love, this is your time this week. This is when you should pounce.
Yeah, and on top of that, you know, by the weekend, we have a Jupiter trine. And Jupiter is like the lucky lotto ticket planet. You know, it's not, you know, Pluto comes in, death, kill, destroy, you know. But Jupiter is your lucky lotto ticket planet. So that's also going to influence this. Things are going to smooth way out by the weekend and actually feel somewhat balanced again.
But that's for everybody?
That's for everybody. No matter who's, you know, everybody can benefit from Jupiter's influence. So when it trines like this, it's just beautiful. And there'll be a lot more opportunities for harmony and humor and lucky breaks and things of that nature. It's all good.
So if you're feeling a little moody this week, you can blame it on the moon. And it's interesting that you say that because water signs are going to have a tough time, which is Jane, which is Cancer.
Why are we going to have a tough time?
Because my wife is a Cancer sign, and I feel like she's angry at me.
Your wife?
My family, has turned on me. It'll be back to normal by week's end.
This has nothing to do with the moon, Pete. Your wife is always angry with you.
So, Denise, is this similar to Mercury retrograde? Everything's backwards. So if you've been vying for something, or am I wrong on that?
It feels like it, but technically it isn't.
Okay.
In fact, I had a few clients this past week go, is this a Mercury retrograde? I don't know, it feels like it, but it isn't. So, and it's shorter. Mercury retrogrades are like 3 weeks long, and that's when everything goes haywire. Your furnace breaks, your refrigerator goes out, your car has a problem, and that nature.
That was
my
last
Mercury
week.
Retrograde. That's not going on now. So,
but it's like if anyone that's listening is like me, we're all sitting there going, "Well, how's this going to help me? What's going on in my world that's going to help me?" So,
great.
So the Jupiter is like our lucky lotto ticket by next weekend, and we need to tread waters lightly from now until then.
No, just over the next 48 hours. Just harness that energy and use it in a positive direction. Anything that you want to throw your hat in the ring for, or extend yourself towards something, or speak up and ask. Even with this full moon tomorrow, there will be results. And it might be a little quiet. Say for example, you want a specific job, and there's something open, or whatever the case may be, and you make your case.
Right.
Most people are off work today, so you may make your case tomorrow, or extend yourself and say you're available, and because it's such a wild card day tomorrow, you might not get this. It's not an automatic response, so it'd be quiet, but the influence would benefit, and by the weekend you'd start getting the other side.
If you're pushing for a job tomorrow, you may not get a response, but you'll get a response by the end of the week.
Exactly. Thank you.
Yes.
That's it. Yes.
Right. Okay.
So don't be afraid to ask for something tomorrow. It's just you may don't expect an answer.
Yeah. Don't be afraid to ask tomorrow or Wednesday, because the person receiving this information may be a little wobbly with home things that are going on in the home or health or whatever because of the full moon, and they may not be able to respond, or they may not be able to, and I think we're in such a, and we're all guilty of this, and I know we all try not to be, but we're in such an instantaneous age.
Oh, God, we want a response right away.
It's like my feelings are getting hurt, and they didn't respond.
I didn't hear from them right away because, instantaneous. Yeah.
But on the other side of the coin, somebody's cleaning up baby vomit, and and the whole house is topsy-turvy, and they can't.
Right.
And yet, by the end of the week, it's like, yes. Yeah, I meant to align this for you. I meant to let you know that you're the right fit. And that could even roll in after the weekend. So
stay positive and let it breathe.
Yes. I don't want anybody going, well, it's Saturday and nobody said anything.
Denise is wrong.
I think Denise is talking about the emails that I've been wanting to send, but now just thinking about it, this is Jen in traffic, Denise. I have an insane amount of anxiety just thinking about even writing an email.
Don't do it. Just relax. Take a beat. Everything's fine.
But I think what Denise is saying is go ahead and do it. Just don't expect an immediate response from anybody because they're doing other things and getting through this busy time. And by the weekend, early next week, we'll hear something good.
Yes. It's all in the brewing, and
brewing.
A lot of times we can't see the other side of the coin, but it's received well. So it's like, even though the other side of the coin may be a little bit in upheaval or blurry, it's like, yes, that'd be the right fit. Or, I'm glad that they had the wherewithal to ask, and I'm not a mind reader. You have to ask and tell me what you want. So,
yeah.
Denise, let me give your phone number out for people to make an appointment. It's 815-398-3983. That's 815-398-3983. And we're going to take a few calls right now. Okay. You need to know their birth date and what they want to know. Very simple.
And what they want to know. And no health. You know, I'll do
no health.
In a private session, but not on the air.
Right. 312-981-7200. Psychic Denise Gazzardo on the phone with us. 312-981-7200. Before we go to a break, Jane is a cancer sign, and I know Jane, it's all about Jane. Is there anything you want to know from Denise?
I was just thinking, what would I want to know about Denise? What do I want to know about Denise?
Will Jane sign a contract in the next 60 days?
Well, Jane has a couple different hats on right
now. No! Flying out of town doing television in Arizona. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm sensing that over the next six months that she's going to learn the transition will be smoother instead of so, you know, stressful. So that's something that you want to keep in mind. It's like just you know, you're transitioning from one hat to the other hat, from one opportunity to the other opportunity will become more flawless than like just feeling like you're always just about to miss a plane, you know, just stress wise. If that makes any sense.
That makes a lot of sense
that
to me.
Is so you.
Are you in my head right
that
now?
Is so you. Denise, hold on. We'll take some phone calls coming up next. It's 720 WGN. Pete McMurray, Jane Monzuris in the Allstate Showcase Studios here on Michigan Avenue on the phone with us, psychic Denise Gazzardo. If you can't get a hold of her on the air, you can call her at home. Make an appointment at 815-398-3983. Denise, you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's go to Stacy. Stacy, what's your birthday? Stacy. All right.
Stacy's sleeping.
Okay, let's go to Jackie. Jackie, are you with us?
Yes.
Jackie, when's your birthday?
September 3rd.
September 3rd. What do you want to know from psychic Denise Gazzardo?
Well, people are pushing me to go for promotion this year in an academic setting.
Go for a promotion, okay. And you're wondering if it's a good move.
For a full professor, and I'm wondering if it would be a good thing to do.
I'm no psychic, but I'm going to say yes, but let's go to
Denise.
I don't know if I'm prepared.
Okay.
Absolutely. And I think there's a lot of apprehension right now because of some other outside situations that maybe feeling allowing you to feel that you can't balance at all. But once July rolls around, your momentum and your confidence is going to start to take shape and form. And so you might as well throw your hat in the ring now and just breathe through this, because in July there's some help or there's some balance that you'll be glad that you did, in other words.
Good luck, Jackie. We hope it works out. Let's go to Carol. Carol, when's your birthday?
December 25th.
Okay, what would you like to know?
If I'll ever meet my soulmate, and what city will I retire in?
Hey.
Soulmate. Your birthday is on Christmas.
Yes, it is.
So you get cheated every year. That stinks.
Yeah, sometimes, yeah.
Okay, well, for starters, you have Saturn. Saturn has moved into your sign, and that happened back in December. It left Sagittarius and moved into Capricorn. So Saturn is a very helpful energy to connect with your personal life, your professional life. It's just sometimes it feels like a pretty rigid, like, personal trainer, but it's helpful. So keeping this in mind, that's going to influence your ability to draw in a relationship that actually has some staying power and a balance for you. So I would say this person coming in would be an Aries, Leo, or Sagittarius. I would look for them to roll into the picture here over the next like 18 months. Now, they may pop in, and then, you know, schedules may not permit this to go, 100 miles an hour, which is actually works out better in the long run. But, you know, this will be the time Saturn will favor you with that. Now I'm getting two different energies here. When you talked about the relocation, Arizona jumped in right away.
Love and Arizona.
Okay.
I don't know if you have friends or loved ones or if this is just something that you have or haven't considered before. And then it sort of switched a little bit to the Gulf Coast of Florida.
I'll take that. I'll retire there, the Gulf Coast.
Yeah. Right.
I love that.
Feels like you'll be doing some, you know, traveling and sensing, getting your feet on the ground and feeling which energy resonates with you best.
Before
you make that decision.
There you go, Carol. Thank you. Remember, you can get a hold of Denise, 815-398-3983. Denise, we got to do a quick whip around. Andy, when's your birthday?
Right. I'm May 10th.
May 10th. You got your job. How about love?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, love. How about love?
Love for Andy.
Love. Andy needs a soulmate.
I need something.
How about Carol? Is Carol still on the line?
Crickets. Andy was pointing at himself that whole time.
He was.
I still see this fire sign, or possibly she could be very cuspy. And what I mean by that is, you know, like a July 20th.
Yeah.
Technically, they are Cancer, yep. But they also are Leo.
Yeah.
Or like November 21st, you know. So I'm getting this fire-water combination, light-haired female.
How long?
That's me.
Soon?
Wow.
Oh, you're taken.
I know.
I feel like she's already within Andy's orbit.
Yes, I think he knows.
I don't know.
It is Jane.
Andy, open your eyes. It's right in front of your face.
You're right in front of my face.
Well, I'm married.
And you're a lovely light-haired female.
All right, she's right in front of your face. Jane, is there anything else?
So June 27th is my birthday, and is there anything else? I'm pretty happy. How about just life in general? Things go up. Am I going to get married? That's what I want to know. I am.
Yes.
Yes, and it's just a matter of you know, putting that into the right time slot and where schedules can agree and where you can enjoy it as opposed to like, oh, my God, I've got all this other stuff, you know, coming down and piling down on me and trying to throw that into the mix.
That is so you.
Now you sound like
that
my mom.
That is so you.
It's so me.
You just pile it on.
I do pile it on.
And Denise, is that thing with me, is it going to happen in the next 14 days?
Oh, yeah.
In the next 7 days?
I'm going to stretch it to 14.
Okay.
I'm going with Denise on 14.
14.
Yeah.
I like it.
Me too.
Denise, you're the best. Happy full moon.
I want to know, how do you know? How does she know?
Because you're born with it.
Yeah.
That's what happens. 815-398-3983. You can call Denise at home and make an appointment. Psychic Denise Gazzardo. Have a great day, Denise.
Thank you. You too. Enjoy your barbecues and your picnics everywhere.
All right.
Stay cool.
And remember, full moons. If you're angry, just wait a beat before you yell at somebody.